Custom House and Harper Audio present Separated, Inside an American Tragedy by Jacob Soboroff. This is the author. For Nicole, Noah, and Lucia. Family Separation and Reunification. Timeline of Key Events. March 2017. DHS Secretary states publicly that DHS might separate families who enter the United States without authorization. Weeks later, he announces DHS will not pursue the policy. April 2017. Attorney General issues memorandum prioritizing prosecution of immigration offenses. July 2017. El Paso sector of CBP implements policies resulting in increased family separations. February 2018. Miss L versus ICE lawsuit is filed. April 2018. Attorney General issues memorandum instituting zero tolerance policy at DOJ. May 2018. DHS adopts zero tolerance. The Attorney General publicly announces the policy's implementation at DOJ and DHS. June 2018. President Trump issues executive order directing DHS to detain migrant families together. June 2018. Court orders federal government to cease most family separations and reunite eligible families. July 2018. HHS identifies 2,654 separated children under Miss L versus ICE. December 2018. After multiple revisions, HHS reports a new total of 2,737 separated children under Miss L versus ICE. March 2019. Court expands the Miss L class to include parents who entered the United States on or after July 1st, 2017, with children from whom they were separated. October 2019. HHS identifies an additional 1,556 separated children under the expanded Miss L class. Author's note. Facts on the ground. I am an unlikely eyewitness to one of the most shameful chapters in modern American history. The Trump administration's deliberate and systematic separation of thousands of migrant children from their parents was, according to humanitarian groups and child welfare experts, an unparalleled abuse of the human rights of children. The American Academy of Pediatrics says the practice will leave thousands of kids traumatized for life. I was there to see it myself, though I didn't expect to be, and as a journalist, almost missed the story entirely. What I saw now is forever seared into my memory. Though the Trump administration had been carrying out widespread family separations at the border for more than a year, the horror separated families endured set in for me personally on the 13th day of June 2018. I could feel the thickness of the air as soon as I walked off our United Airlines flight at the tiny Brownsville South Padre Island International Airport in South Texas. The early summer steam of the Rio Grande Valley sneaking in between the weak seal connecting the jet bridge and the plane. The gray marine layer that draped my hometown of Los Angeles when I took off no longer seemed worth complaining about as sweat started dripping down my back. As producer Arnie Hakala and I headed up the ramp, I pulled off the sweatshirt I flew in, my t-shirt now sticking to my skin even as we made our way through the air-conditioned terminal toting our carry-ons. I'm probably going to get sick, I thought to myself. We headed past the baggage claim, out the doors, under a row of palm trees, and across a small parking lot to pick up our rented minivan. We had rushed to Brownsville, not far from where
Sample complete. Ready to continue?